so now we're back to this next part, and I know that Amma has some things that she wants to say in regards to how to use encodements, and we're also going to be working with encodements at this time. So hang on to your seats. Just check your heart source again to be sure that you're fully in. And again, I'm asking that that all of our energies be harmonized to the information that we received. And now here comes Amma. Good morning, my dear ones. I am Amma, the Divine Mother of the Divine Mothers, and I am your mother. But you know that, do you not, that I am your mother. Let me address the full moon. I'm not going to probably give the answers that you are truly interested in right now, but what I'm going to give you, since we're working with encodements, is how to work with these energies of the moon as it comes in. You know that every body, and I don't mean everybody, but every body, be it human or not, has an energy field that has an effect upon you. Now, what happens when you look at the moon or the stars or the sun? And we're going to focus on the moon right now, is that everyone who is looking at that body, their energy goes out to that body. Those who believe that this full moon that is coming, and it will be beautiful, those who will be able to see it and it is not covered up by clouds, and they believe that there is tremendous change that comes into that moon, from that moon, the energy of the moon. Their energy goes into that belief, and it is then emanated from the moon, which reflects the light from the sun.
I flipping suck.
So it reflects the light of the sun. There we go. I'm looking for. All right. Now, one of the ways to work with this wonderful energy that is coming in is that you can do some basic encodement work. And this, again, is like you can develop what the formulator talked about, or the encodement plugin. So it may be, let's take an encodement plug-in. Let's make this, how about an astrological plug-in? So this would affect the moon and its beauty and wonder right now. It would affect the retrogrades. You're going to have, you are in numerous retrogrades right now. Mercury is getting ready to go retrograde. All of the energies that are there. So here is a little basic plug-in that you can use. Let's call it the astrology plug-in. So the first things you do is you ask for all, and do this now, do this now. Reconnect with your encodement technicians. You will ask that all artificial encodements that are in any way interfering with your energy as the astrological energy is coming in, that that be removed. That any damaged or altered natural encodements, which are interacting with the astrological energies and are causing discomfort within you, that those be repaired. And then let's slip in the belief plug-in, that any beliefs that you have which are saying this energy is negative in some way, as people go strangely negative during Mercury retrograde, ask that that belief be changed to, oh, let's say you can develop your own belief, but let's put in the belief that my energy works in harmony with the energies of, be it a retrograde or whatever it might be. And remember, those of you who have done this before, but those who have not, with the basic belief plug-in, you remove the artificial encodements that are interfering with the belief. You balance or repair the damaged and altered natural encodements. You remove or activate any natural encodements that need to be activated for the belief. Or the encodement technicians will actually create an encodement system if you do not have them in there. Now, in this plug-in, astrological plug-in, ask that your energy be harmonized to the energy that is coming in, whatever it may be, whether it is the beautiful full moon energy coming in, or whether it is the retrograde energy coming in, or whether it's that of direct, or it is of you as you move through the different houses in your own particular cycle. You can do this with numerology also. Doesn't matter what it is. You can do this type of plug-in in that area. Now let's look at this full moon energy. As the moon is going to be in distance-wise closer than it has been, oh, shall I say, for many moons. And it is beautiful. And the energy that it is reflecting is beautiful, the light from the sun that it is reflecting. Now let's talk about how that affects you. And this is just what I said I wasn't going to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. I get to change my mind, correct? Think of it as a metaphor for yourself. First, when the moon is closer, you see more of it. It seems more imposing in a way. It seems more dramatic. It seems more real. And as it reflects the energy of the sun, that reflection of that wonderful sun energy is seen by more and more people who pay attention to it. There are many people who don't pay attention to it at all. You are becoming more and more of who it is you truly are. You are becoming more and more love incarnate. As you associate with other love incarnates who are becoming more and more love incarnate, you are becoming aware of how you each reflect the love that you are onto each other and off of each other. You are also reflecting, as you come into the knowledge of the wholeness of you, of who you are reflecting ultimate love. You are reflecting my love to others so that others may see you. So as I said that, one of the things you can do, and this is a way you can use the encodement plugins, please activate the encodement plugin so that any way that I am not reflecting Alma's love, I am not reflecting God's love, that be changed. You don't have to get quiet. You just hold it in your mind. Very briefly, you will learn that you can do this quickly and you can do this easily. Now, you can also have a plug-in, develop it yourself, for becoming aware of what these energies mean to you. The moon in the full moon reveals herself totally. Ah, but not really totally, is it? because she has her dark side, the side in the shadows that never turns to the earth. Whereas the earth continually turns, so the moon will see the earth, all of the earth at all times, yet the earth does not see all of the moon. Think of yourself. You have that part of yourself which you reveal to all. Then you have that part of yourself that you don't reveal to anyone, including to yourself. You're not even aware of it. If you want to grow in knowledge of yourself, you can do encodement work on that. And very simply, you can do it right now. Please use the basic encodement plugin to remove whatever is blocking me from knowing who I truly am. That can be kind of scary, can't it? As you are working with your expansion, you discover that there are aspects of you in your human incarnation that you're not happy about. For instance, you might not be happy about your anger. Someone talked about not being happy about their crying. You might not be happy about how every once in a while you can make the most cutting remarks. You may be in many ways against war, and yet you war with other people individually. You can go in and ask for the change in that area using an encodement plugin. Now, I want to share something with you that I shared for the first time with a group the other night as they asked me to come in and to talk about the solstice energy. In your humanity, not in your soul self, in your humanity, you came down here to have certain experiences. Now, those of you who were told to go to a particular page of the group of the book is, and it was, I came here to learn, or you came here to learn. That is not quite correct, even though I did say that. You came here to experience. And in that process of experiencing, you learn on the human level. And on the soul level, you are expanding because as you, quote-unquote, learn on the human level, as you experience on the human level, your soul self is fitting all of this in to every other lifetime, when if you look at time, either in the past or in the future. When you leave this body that you are in, you will have what you call a life review. You will experience everything in an instant almost. You will experience everything that occurred to you in this physical body. Not only that, you will experience the feelings others had in your experiences. So if you had a moment of exquisite love, be it in making love with someone that you love dearly or in a moment of emotional intimacy, when you have your life review, you will experience that again and the feelings of the other person involved. Now, the same is true as if you have this horrendous argument with someone. You will experience your feelings again and you will experience the feelings of the other involved. When I have shared that with some people, they say, well, then that is truly hell, to experience that pain again and to experience the pain I brought upon another by my actions. It is not meant to be hell. It is not meant to be a negative experience. It is meant to further your expansion so you come to understand why in that incarnation somebody acted the way they did, whether that somebody be your mother or father, or that somebody be you. Now, as you work with encodements, which of course you can do very intellectually, clinically, if you would, without much emotion involved. But remember what the formulator said. He said that they always work on your encodements when you do healing work. I want to go back to something that I shared a long time ago in some of the first work about encodements. When you were born, when your children were born, when your loved ones were born, not all the encodements were activated. Now, this was done on purpose. Of course, you don't need the encodements activated for walking before you can sit up. You definitely don't need the encodements activated for driving a car when you haven't learned to crawl yet, right? So there are developmental encodements that occur, and you see people who have experienced what you call clinically developmental delays, and that is because of their choices, but also for some people it is artificial encodements that have come in and have interfered. The first place that encodements are to be activated is when you are an infant. The ideal of birth, which probably none of you had in this lifetime, the ideal experience in birth is that you pop out of your mother and are immediately placed upon her chest, to where you are laying there with your heart chakra next to her heart chakra. The reason for that is that it is quite a shock to be born. For those of you who were born what we shall say naturally, and I'm not referring to without drugs, I'm referring to coming vaginally, contrary to those of you who were delivered by C-section, there was a lot of confusion, there was pain, there was pressure as your birth mother, your biological mother, contracted and then in a sense expelled you into a world for most people that was filled with tremendous light and tremendous noise, and into the hands of someone who doesn't necessarily love you. Now, what I mean by love you, it's not that that doctor or that midwife may not care. It is just that it is not that love relationship. You were within, for the best part, you were within the womb of someone who loved you. And then you were sent outward and you were in a place of absolute confusion. The light hurts, the sound hurts, and you immediately miss the energy of the mother. And when you are flipped immediately onto the mother's breast, which is happening more now, and it's happening definitely in the, shall we say, the more aboriginal communities, not in hospitals, but it's happening more and more, is that you are connected heart to heart so that you have that memory. It's to help you in the transition. You're not in shock anymore. Because when you were taken from your mother and you're just kind of shown to your mother but then whisked away, you're in shock. And for many of you, that's where abandonment fears began, was at that moment. Now, it is true that for some of you, your parents were in great confusion about whether or not they wanted to have you. Some of you may be adopted, and your parents did not keep you, or you were placed in foster care. You also have encodements that are designed to be activated by the love of a father. So it is crucial for you as an infant to not only lie heart chakra to heart chakra with a loving mother, and by the way, that mother does not need to be biological. It could be a loving aunt, a loving someone, but female. And if there is no father available, heart to heart to a loving male. And that activates various encodements within you. Now, I have shared at times for you to ask for all the love you needed at one time that you didn't receive. I'm going to have you do something similar right now. Now, your encodement technicians are right there, and they're going to be working with you without you even saying anything about encodements. I want you to ask that you be given right now all the mother's love that you needed but did not receive. I will wait a moment. Some of you may notice that you're breathing a little bit more deeply. You can feel changes within your body. The encodement technicians are working. Because when you are receiving all the mother's love that you needed but did not receive, there are certain encodements that have been dormant that are being activated. There are certain beliefs that are being changed. It's the energy of the belief that is being changed. Now, dear ones, ask for all the Father's love you needed but did not receive. Now, even though I have asked you to ask for all the mother's love and all the father's love, is that to receive it all in one 30-second period does not allow you much time to assimilate because you are still human. So my suggestion to you, dear ones, is that before you go to sleep each night, ask that you receive all of the mother's love that you need but did not receive, and that you receive all of the father's love that you needed but you did not receive. You will begin to experience changes within you. Remember, the formulator talked about doing encodement work like setting off a set of dominoes that are standing in an array. When you did not receive all the mother's love that you needed, or you did not receive all the father's love that you needed, and even in the most perfect of families, that is true, what happens is that certain encodements were not activated, so certain feelings about yourself as a whole person were not activated. The encodements that are activated with a mother's love and a father's love have to do with your quote-unquote masculine energies and quote-unquote feminine energies. Each one of you have parts of your masculine and parts of the feminine within you. The goal in spiritual development is that you are not just female or just male, that you become what is known as androgynous. When you look at some of the photographs or even paintings of the saints, let's take Yogananda, for instance. If you do not know who he is, you can look it up on your internet and see a picture of him, and you will notice that he is male with a very strong feminine energy, a softness to his face. That is because he is androgynous, that he has fully activated within him, and he is not in the physical anymore, but he has activated with him the female energy and the male energy. And they have joined together into the wholeness of who he is. When you look at your life, in any area of your life, and you may say, I did not have the experience of a supportive first grade teacher, for instance. Remember that that is the illusion. That is the role that first grade teacher and you agreed to play. And that is within the illusion. In the Aquarian age, the illusion can be changed. So think of an incident. It doesn't have to be in school, but it could be in school. Think of an incident in which you did not feel supported. Maybe you were even bullied by a teacher. This one immediately thinks of a grade. Holding that in mind, just ask for the encodement technicians to use the basic encodement plugin at that time. For that time. Remember, the basic encodement plugin is to remove the artificial encodements and to repair damaged and altered. Now, ask that the encodements that recognize that other individual, the one who caused you pain, as fulfilling his or her part of the plan, as in other words, as doing your bidding, that those encodements be fully activated within you. Everyone has these encodements. If you don't think you do, then you can simply ask that they be created within you. Now think of the person who may have caused what you think is harm. And notice whether or not your experience of that one has changed. And until that experience changes to where you see that one who caused you harm as being an ally, as being supportive, as being one that loved you, so much that he or she took on that role. Continue asking for this because there may be layers. There may be layers. And for those of you who are not aware of the soul healing prayer, let me take you through that. So this one likes to use the soul healing angels, who are a wonderful group of angels whose sole purpose, S-O-L-E purpose, is to repair what you might call your soul, S-O-U-L. Now, that is actually in the human form of bringing pieces back to yourself that you deny. So let's just ask the soul healing angels to be there with you. Now, this particular person that you were thinking of, like this one is thinking of her third grade teacher, ask those wonderful soul healing angels, S-O-U-L, healing angels, to please find and bring back to you all the pieces of yourself you lost at that time. And you could be remembering a particular incident. You could be remembering a whole school year. Ask that all those pieces be found and brought back to you. And now ask that all of those pieces be cleaned, repaired, and healed. And now ask that all of those pieces be fully integrated within you. Now let's carry this. Oh, and say thank you, by the way. It will happen even if you do not say thank you, but isn't thank you always fun? Now let's expand upon that. Remember how the formulator was discussing the soul family and how those energies can be having an impact upon you. Ask the encodement technicians to please use the basic encodement plugin in regards to any energies from your soul family that are impacting, having an impact upon this particular experience. Like for this one, it would be with a third grade teacher. Now, that doesn't mean that the other from the soul family, it's necessarily the third grade teacher, but it is a similar energy. Now, just notice what happens. Now, just ask that that occur for any influences from your monadic family. Now ask that that be done for any influences from any dimension. Oh, we'll limit it some. Let's just go from the first to the 33rd. How's that? Remember, it's not necessarily that specific incident from the other that's influencing, but things from out there and other places are influencing this type. And now ask that any influences from the intergalactic, and they're using the basic encodement plug-in there. Now, did you notice I gave you certain steps? Now, let's call that a plug-in. Put a name to it, whatever you would like to do it. So it would be the basic encodement plug-in, and then it would be applied to any other influences. In fact, one influence that we didn't use is, let's say that there were other people in that situation, so like for this one in her third grade class, that were affected negatively by this teacher. So we asked that the basic encodement work be done for those in that classroom, the soul family, the monadic family, every dimension, 1 through 33, intergalactically. And that can be a plug-in. Give it a name. I want each of you to have your own name. Some of you may come up with the same name. It doesn't matter. Now I want you, we're going to use that plug-in, use it in the way of a plug-in. I want you to just remember another situation. It could be with a person. It could be one event. It could be a series of similar events. And yes, you can even use this for something as difficult as sexual abuse or physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, however horrendous it was for you, now ask your encodement technicians to use that plug-in that we just formulated and apply it to that event. It asks that your encodement system now be harmonized to all the changes. I want you to know it's a good idea to just add that to that encodement plug-in, the one you just developed. Just slip this one into that at the end of each plug-in, at any time that you have changes made within you regarding encodements, that your encodement system then be harmonized. Now, you just did some very deep work, and you did healing of a particular level. So now I want you to see what your experience is now. Ask that all the mother's love that you needed be given to you right now. And as you do that, just notice your experience in your body. You may notice the sensation that that is occurring on a deeper level. Ask that your encodement system be harmonized to that energy. Now ask that you receive all of the Father's love that you needed but did not receive. Ask that your encodement system be harmonized. Now think of either of the two incidences that we just worked with and notice what is happening within you about that. Now, there will be times that you will feel guided to use something than encodement work, and that is fine. Remember that there are many different healing modalities, and there are times that you may need another one. This one I speak through has had several different of late that have made tremendous changes within her. Even with those healing modalities, the encodement technicians are working. Now, you can consciously invite them to work with you each time that you are doing something, even to having your teeth filled. There is much that you can do with the encodement system. And as the formulator reminded you, and let me tell you again, if you wonder, can I do encodement work in this situation? It has to do with yourself, though. The answer is yes. Now, you can actually use encodements, and when I say yourself, I'm talking about another human. You can do encodement work with your animals. You can do encodement work with your technology. One of the things you can do, many people are having issues with their technology, is that you can ask that your encodements be harmonized to the electronic, say the computer, the printer, the telephone. The more conscious you are, the more aware you are that you can ask for these changes and these changes will occur, the more you will realize how much power that you have. True, you are not doing the actual encodement work. But instead of sitting there feeling like a victim, you are asking for this encodement work to be done to you or for you or within you. Remember that the encodement technicians will not do anything that is contrary to the direction of your soul self, S-O-U-L self. Your soul self, who is the essence of who you are, is in command, shall we say, of all that happens. So let's ask the encodement technicians to please use the basic encodement plugin in regards to your ability to communicate with, to hear, to experience your soul self. So, my dear ones, what I hope that you come to understand is that you can incorporate the encodement experience into every aspect of your life. It does not need to be done in contemplation or meditation, whichever word you use. You can do it in the middle of a conversation with someone. You can be speaking words with one person at the same time having something else going on in your head, asking for encodement work at that time. You may use this in any way you wish in regards to yourself. So now, does anybody have any questions? And this one wants me to remind you that if you say something and nobody seems to be paying attention, you need to press star 6. No questions? Okay. So now, my precious ones, know that you can build upon what has been shared. I suggest you listen to this again. You can listen to either the one section with the wonderful formulator. You can just listen to what I say, or just to what the formulator says and just what I say. And you can take a few notes of what, when I say notes, it's not necessarily notes of what was said, but notes about what is triggered within you. So, for instance, when we went over people that may have hurt you, say the third grade, which this one worked with, you can then say, oh, that, I need to do the work on this, or I need to ask for encodements for this. For you to move fully into this age of Aquarius, to be the new you. That's what the new age is. Not only is it a new age for the earth, it is the new age for you, which means it can be a new you. That whole reincarnating without a new body, to be reincarnating within this body that you are. In order to truly do that, you have to let go of everything, what you call negative, that occurred in the past. So you can recreate your experience using encodements, using the soul healing prayer, asking for all the mother's love that you needed, asking for all the father's love you needed. You can even rewrite a particular experience. So, for instance, let's say that you had, you and a friend ended a friendship in a negative way. What if you rewrote that experience so that there was no negativity involved? It was just as if the dance were over, and no negativity was involved at all. Wouldn't that be an amazing experience? You can rewrite a time that you were disappointed in yourself and write it to where, oh, let's say that you didn't get out of bed when you should have, so you missed an exam or something. rewrite it to where you made the took the exam, and therefore you took the exam, therefore you passed the test, therefore you graduated. Rewrite that experience for you energetically. This is the way that you can continue to expand, that you can move towards this thing that you call ascension, which is simply a marker of your spiritual growth and expansion. It can be great fun. You do not have to sit back and let things happen to you. No, you do not have to do that. You can take things into your awareness and be proactive. You do not have to sit there and say, my father did this or my mother did this. I didn't receive this. Go ahead and rewrite it. Ask for that energy, that encodement system, to be within your energy and watch what happens. If you had a father or a mother who abandoned you, work with your encodement technicians on that. Use the basic encodement plug-in on that issue and change the energy. Ask for all the encodements to either be created or all of the encodements that need to be activated. That would say that you had a mother's love that was there as you needed it, the way you need it, totally connected to you. And in addition, ask for all the mother's love that you needed but did not receive, or all the father's love needed that you did not receive. And remember, those of you who are reluctant to ask for healing of yourself, that when you heal, when you ask for healing of certain wounds within yourself, you are ending the perpetuation of that wound in this planet, because you will react negatively when that wound is triggered. And that energy goes out to someone else, wounding them, and then they wound another, and then they wound another. So let's say in the spiral of throwing a rock into a lake, and the little energy spirals go out. Say they go out 500 times, for instance, and that one wound that you have that you don't think you should ask for healing, that it triggers a wound in someone else, and that actually wounds 499 other people. You are preventing that from happening by asking for healing in these areas. Fear not in asking for healing. You know, when it was said that when you have your final experience after you leave your body, and not only do you experience what you did and the reaction upon other people, you will experience the contrary. So when you go and heal this, because this is important for you to come to know, you will understand that by seeing what would happen in the universe if that healing did not occur. Did you notice I said the universe? You will see what happens in the universe when that healing does occur. You will see how the decisions that you make that no one ever knows about, the decision you make to not open your heart, or the decision you make to open your heart, you will see what that energy does. Just know that whatever decision you make, whatever action you take, even if it is done in secret, is not secret. It has an effect upon everyone. You are a powerful being of love. You are love incarnate who does not truly know what it means to be love incarnate. As you do this work, as you work on the healing of yourself and the releasing of negativity from yourself, you will come to know more and more what it is to be love incarnate. Life will flow easily. You will discover what abundance is. Because abundance is not just monetary, it is in love, it is in experience. Abundance is in having whatever it is you need and truly want at the time that you need it and truly want it. When I say truly want, what I mean by that is that you may think that you need a new car, when maybe in actuality, and this is different for different people, what you really want is to get somewhere in safety. Or you might want to have people notice your new car. You just like beautiful things. Well, there are many ways that that can occur that will satisfy you. That's what I mean by truly want. So, my precious ones, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for learning about the work that I have been teaching you about. And I want to thank you for using it in any way that you choose to use it. And at the same time, I want you to know that you can use any other work that you need. Use it. Experience it. My love is with you always, because you are always in my womb. And yes, you are my abundance. I intended you. And my intentions are always manifested. And you can learn that also. My blessings, my love, my tenderness surround you. Hi, folks, it's Kathy. I hope you had some of the same wonderful experiences I had when we were, as you probably gathered from Mom, I was working on my third grade teacher and what happened with her. And as I was going through the process that she was leading us through, I saw Sister Marcellus, rather than being this scowling little old nun who was so angry, I saw her smiling. I don't ever remember seeing her smile. And that was a powerful experience for me. So I hope each of you had a similar experience, and if you didn't this time, that you do further. I appreciate you for being on the call. I can't do this work and bring this information out without you. I do better when I have people here. Yes, I can sit down on my computer and do different things, but to have you here is a blessing for me. You make this work happen, and I appreciate it deeply. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this two-hour presentation. I will send you links to download this from this free conferencing website, and I will also get this uploaded in some way with the website. So thank you. Thank you so much. And I'll let you know when I get into Sedona. Try to post some pictures. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you,
You're
Kathy.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Profound.
Thank you so much.